everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Was It Something I Said? I'm your host, Yasmeen, and on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the sensitivity of Gen Z. How is everyone? I hope everyone's doing well. I just came off of spring break. It's a Saturday before I have to go back to school. Spring break was really freaking awesome. Like, it was incredibly too short, but it also wasn't long enough for me to get, like, used to not having school, so I'm kind of still, like, in that headspace of work. Like, I literally had a nightmare that there was homework due. School this year has been terrible. It's been terrible, but this break has been really good. It's been really good. You know, I did some, like, social stuff. I saw some friends. That was really good. And, you know, I just rested. I rested a lot. At first, you know, when spring break started, I was like, oh my God, I need to come up with a bunch of things to do so I'm not bored. Because usually when I have breaks and stuff, like, my family usually doesn't do stuff for breaks. So it's like, I don't want to be bored. But I wasn't bored because I was so tired that I literally just, like, slept and watched, like, anime and did fun stuff, but I didn't need, like, an activity every day. Like, halfway through break, I was like, screw it, I'm just going to sleep today. It was a good break. It was a really good break. I am so pro-break. I almost made an episode about how, like, laziness is good and how, like, in a capitalistic society, being lazy is actually, like, an act of rebellion. It's an act of self-care. It's an act of pleasure. It's nothing wrong with being lazy. Like, being lazy is literally how I sustain myself. Like, if I was never lazy, I couldn't function. And even that word lazy, like, if we want to get into it, like, that word lazy is putting pressure on us. Or it's, like, saying, like, we're bad for not being productive. Or, like, what? And it's, like, why do we have to be productive? Like, we're literally, were we made to be productive? I don't know. I think we were made to just, like, sleep and eat and, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like lazy is such, like, it's such a word that kind of blames us, the common people, for our conditions. Like, nobody would ever call Kim Kardashian lazy, but she might very well be lazy. Anyway, I just feel like being lazy is so good. I've had such a great week of being lazy, and it's made me feel happier. Let's get into the topic of this episode, which is the sensitivity of Generation Z, right? And so I saw this tweet, and I want to credit this tweet because it was so beautifully written. I think Twitter has a lot of problems, but this tweet made me think, you know, I'm glad I'm on Twitter. Okay, so this is from Tito Q85, Carlos Enrique, I think. And this is such a good tweet, so I'm going to read it. Many of you think cruelty is a rite of passage. You believe sensitivity, consideration, and thoughtfulness is what's wrong with the world. I have no filter. I just speak what comes to my mind. That's not brave. It's not commendable. It's you continuing the cycle you were shown. Yes! Yes, I love this tweet. I love this tweet. It encompasses so much of what I have been struggling to put into words for such a long time because, you know, there's, like, this whole, like, both sides thing, and there's this whole, like, you have to listen to everybody's opinion regardless of, like, your feelings, and if you have an emotional response to somebody else's opinion or somebody else's words, like, you're soft and you're weak and there's something wrong with you. It's like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, being sensitive is beautiful, right? Like, caring about other people is beautiful. Being empathetic is beautiful. You know, doing the same thing you've already always done is not radical. It doesn't make you smarter than me. It doesn't make you better than me. It doesn't make you, you know, more logical just because you think that it's, like, what? Like, it's weak to have emotions, right? And I just love, like, that tweet just really, you know, encapsulates so much of what people have said about our generation. Well, your generation is too sensitive, right? Like, your generation is always, you're always complaining about stuff. And it's like, what's wrong with being sensitive? A lot of what people kind of point to is queer folks and black folks and other marginalized groups who want to be treated with respect, right? So if I say, okay, these are my pronouns and respect them, then it's you're weak, you're too sensitive, nobody's gonna do that in the real world, right? And you need to grow up, right? Right? And like that's your instinct. But I think, you know, to be a part of a marginalized group, you already know that there's bigots. Like, you already know that your requests are not always going to be met. Like, people aren't always going to say, yes, I will respect your pronouns. People aren't always going to say, yes, I will stop saying that slur around you. Like, yes, I will stop saying that slur in general. Yes, I will stop making jokes that are hurtful to you, right? People aren't always going to do that. We know. Like, marginalized people know. That's really not what it's about. And if I trust you with a request, right, to make me feel comfortable, and you meet that with, you're so sensitive and nobody else is going to do that. Okay, I didn't ask anyone else to do it. I asked you, right? So my thing is, when people say, oh, the generation, you guys are just so sensitive, right? It's like, that's more of a reflection of what you are going to do and not what the rest of the world is, because I didn't even bring them into it, you know? When people say those sorts of things, what they're really revealing to you is that they're not going to respect you. It's not about the rest of the world. It's never about the rest of the world, because more times than often, first of all, marginalized people know, and second of all, nobody said anything about the rest of the world. We asked you, right? There's this idea that, you know, I am stronger than you because I say whatever I want and I don't care if you guys are triggered by it, which is right, like, I don't care, I still laugh at this because I think it's funny and you guys are so triggered these days. It's like, if you want to be the type of person who disregards people's desires and requests and wants to fall back on to the bigotry that you've been taught and the whole world has been taught, and you never want to push back against that, that doesn't make you better than the people who are, first of all, marginalized and just want respect. And second of all, people who want to respect marginalized people. Like, you're not better than anyone else. There's so much discourse surrounding Gen Z and how we're so sensitive and how, what the heck, we're like special snowflakes and we don't know how to deal with the real world. And it's like, do you know what it's like to have not just progressive beliefs, but like beliefs that are including abolition and are including baseline empathy and are including a like centering the most marginalized people in our community? Like, those beliefs, nobody has those beliefs without knowing what the real world is like. The real world sucks. It sucks. That's why people are pushing back against it. That's why people are asking for respect. That's why people are, in some cases, not asking for respect, but demanding it, right? I remember growing up and being anti-war. I grew up anti-war. My family was anti-war because we're Muslim, right? And so you can't go to war anyway. My family was anti-war. I was anti-war. And when I went to school, it was, well, this is just something that happens. Like, we have to. Like, this is something that happens and we have to, right? And I was like, oh, so being anti-war, it's like some hippy-dippy dream that can never be accomplished. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna say, oh, okay. And so for the sake of my education and for the sake of, you know, what I thought was the whole world, I was like, oh, okay, wars are sometimes just some things that need to happen. Completely being shielded from an entire movement that's anti-war. You know? And so now I'm, again, anti-war. And I could have been anti-war the whole time. Because there are people who are fighting for that. There are people who say, yeah, wars are bad and we shouldn't have them. And yet, when you have opinions like that, like, you're just, like, sensitive and you don't know anything about the real world. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to dream big. it's okay to say, like, this thing that's been allegedly holding our society together is no longer serving our society. And I think it's dumb and I think it sucks. That's fine. That's fine. You're not better than me. Like, you're not better than me for going with the status quo. Overall, I think that being sensitive is beautiful. I think that being sensitive helps others. It helps ourselves. We set boundaries. We have respect for each other. And there's no part of that that is evil or heinous or hateful. And bottom line, I think that that's what people have a problem with. Because hate is literally the glue of our society, right? And so if I want to hold society together with love, it's like, that's not realistic. Why? Because it's never been done before. That doesn't mean it can't happen. That doesn't mean it can't happen. So I'm going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to keep being sensitive. I'm going to keep being a special snowflake, right? I'm not even going to say I'm going to keep being triggered, because I literally hate the way that the word has been used. It's literally... It makes me ill. Like, it makes me ill. But overall, like, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, because at the end of the day, I would rather dream. I would rather be loving and accepting than lean into hate, because it's what's always been done, or the real world. I'm never doing that. Never. Okay? That's really it for me. The song of the week is... Ooh, what's the song of the week? Okay, guys, I've been listening to a lot of, like, rock music lately. It's just good. It's just good. The song of the week is I Don't Want to Be in Love by Good Charlotte. It's actually on the iCarly, like, soundtrack that I listened to a lot when I was a kid, and I just found it again on Spotify, and I've been listening to that a lot. Like, we had the CD. That song is literally good, and that album, like, that iCarly soundtrack is literally good. I talk about iCarly a lot on here. Yeah, that's the song of the week. What's been going on this week? I don't really think it's anything I would like to speak about. That's been going on this week. Ramadan is coming up. There's been, like, this post where it's, like, we as Muslims, and it's written by a Muslim woman, and I'm not, like, attacking it or anything, but I will say that the Muslim experience, especially during Ramadan, it varies. A lot of Muslims do a lot of different things, so, you know, some Muslims might be really enthusiastic about you saying Ramadan Mubarak, and some Muslims may be uncomfortable with it. And a lot of people, I think, don't realize that some things are intercommunal. And I feel like if you have an established relationship with a Muslim person where you speak about Islam and you speak about Ramadan and they're comfortable with you, I don't know if I want, like, random people wishing me, like, Ramadan Mubarak, especially folks who have maybe been Islamophobic in the past, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think, like, from some of my closest friends, yes, definitely. But I think you guys have to remember, like, wishing a Muslim, like, Ramadan Mubarak, maybe just as, like, odd as, like, wishing a Black person, like, Happy Juneteenth if you're not a part of that group. Some Muslims may not be comfortable with it. I'm just saying. So I would say, like, take everything you see about Ramadan with a grain of salt. Center marginalized Muslims this Ramadan. And, yeah, be nice. Be nice. Because I'm going to be tired. I'm not even going to speak for all Muslims because, like I said, not a monolith. But I will be tired this Ramadan. So maybe give me a little bit of grace. I think I'll do an episode on Rami, because I love that show, and it's kind of perfectly on theme. So yeah, that's really it. This was so fun. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, was it something I said, make sure to share, star on iTunes, and subscribe on whatever streaming platform for upload notifications. This podcast is only possible with listener support. There's a link to pledge $1 to $10 to support this podcast every month at the bottom of the description. I've also linked my Cash App and my PayPal. I'm your host, Yasmin, and this has been Was It Something I Said?